Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. Very excited about having Joe Knight back on the show. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-owner of Business Literacy Institute, the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. He's the guy who's been helping us understand how to run the financial part of our business for a long time now, including banking. He's our good friend, Joe Knight. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back on.
It's good to have you back. Joe, one of the things that you've been working on quite a bit lately, and you do this every day, really, in your manufacturing business, which I didn't mention earlier, and that is project management. What do we need to know? What even non-manufacturers need to think about project management systems, don't they?
That's absolutely true, Jim. And you know, one of the things we learned at my manufacturing company called Setpoint is that you need to understand that the way GAAP accounting works on projects is very dangerous for a project-based company. Your accountant will tell you you're profitable and you're making a lot of money because they do their costing based on, or their revenue recognition based on how much cost you spend, mm-hmm. which is crazy. So if I have a big project and I spend $1 million buying material, they'll tell you you're halfway done if it's half material, and you can count that as profit in the first month.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you haven't done any of the labor yet, and that's
right.
When you find out if you're behind or ahead and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, you could have all kinds of things to happen in the meantime that could set you back. Well, you know, a number of things that you can't control that could set you back, and you may not be profitable at all. And when you say GAAP, generally, that's GAAP, folks, Generally Accepted Accounting Practices. Joe, tell us.
Exactly.
Help us out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly right. So the Generally Accepted Accounting Principles would tell us that if you have $1 million project and in cost and you've spent $500,000 and you're 50% done and you can count that as revenue in the project. The problem is have you really done half of the project? And at Setpoint, we build large automation equipment for big manufacturers. And the material is bought up front, but then you've got to put it all together and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So we've developed a system where you only track your progress based on the labor you've completed, because the only way you finish a project is by doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't follow the GAAP standard, and we share that information every week with our employees in our system. And we found over the years that it's a great way to handle a project financially, because a lot of companies get into deep trouble thinking that they're profitable because they bought all the parts and or the equipment or whatever. If they're building a home, they buy all the raw materials and say, look at all the profit I got. Let's go out and buy a new pickup truck.
How do you get your accountant to do it that way if they want to do it in the GAAP way?
Well, you know, we couldn't get our accountant to do it. CPA, a certified public accountant, doesn't understand it, doesn't get it. We had to develop our own system.
Huh.
We had to come up with our own way of doing it. We did it internally.
But how do you get audited with a system like that? I mean,
it's pretty simple. Yeah, when you get audited, you just have to adjust your labor and make adjustments to your percent complete. Going back, and we work with the CPA to do that. We also have to do that for our tax books as well, Jim.
What about for your banker, though? Is this something that causes your banker problems? It ought to make them happier.
It makes the bankers happier. You have to take a little time to explain it to them, but the bankers like it much better.
Once they see that you're not playing with Monopoly money, once they see that you're actually being more conservative, they got to like that.
Yeah, a good banker gets it. They see that and say, wow, this is great. And now remember, Jim, most of these bankers have been burned in the last year or two by a bunch of developers or contractors building
mm-hmm.
homes that were showing profit that really wasn't there. And so they seem to be pretty tuned into this system.
Well, even if you're not a manufacturer like you, how does this work for regular, you know, Main Street companies?
Well, and that's one of the things that's interesting is managing a project is really a business skill that every company has to have. If you're a manufacturing company that makes a product, you've got an R&D team, or you've got a team that's developing things. You've got a team that's doing a lean process. Anyone can use these basic fundamental project management skills that we've developed at Setpoint to get your project done. And again, we measure our progress only by labor. We track our material costs separately. And we don't include our direct labor in our cost of goods sold. We like to think of that all as operating expense. These are all things that the CPA will tell you isn't right, but you know, sometimes we forget that the CPA is a certified public accountant to do outside reporting. You need to do your own accounting internally.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. So you, but your labor, you put your labor that is part of the manufacturing below the line.
We do.
You don't put it up in cost of goods sold.
No, only when it's time to report to the IRS and to our bankers.
Interesting. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Joe Knight, the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. Folks, he teaches people about this stuff, and he's teaching us about it right now. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.